Not living like our ancestors did, but living a new way. And God is going to continue to bless you and in. Welcome to His Promises Podcast, a safe place for you to let go of all doubt, worry, negativity, anxiety, and fear as we look at the truth of God's Word to overcome the lies of the enemy. Here, we will talk about the truth in love while encouraging you on your journey of life so that you can know that God is with you every step of the way, fighting your battles and calling you into deep relationship with Him. I hit rock bottom a few times in my life, but out of my messes came my messages, and now I choose to speak up so you will know that no matter how badly you have been wounded, no matter how far you feel from God or how far God feels from you, God will never leave you nor forsake you, and you can truly rest and find peace in His promises. God has a special place for you, a space of healing, hope, and newfounded holiness, my friend. Welcome. Grab your cup of tea and a notebook and let God pour into you today. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises Podcast. I'm so happy to be with you guys here today because I really believe this episode is going to set a lot of you free. It's going to set you free. And here's why. Because some of you have been stuck in these generational curses, these generational ways of thinking, of living, of behaving. And God is saying that now is the time for something new. And I want to tell you why this is so important to me, because there are a lot of things in my family line that could really hold me back if I was not focused on becoming who God wants me to be. And I've seen this happen in so many people's lives, and it holds them back from experiencing the true blessings in life that God has for them. And I don't want this to be you. I want to tell you a little story that happened during my work as an occupational therapist. In this particular story, one day I had went to a man's room in a nursing home. And when I went in there, it was really interesting to me because he looked well. He looked like he could get up, he could move around, he could do everything by himself. He had no real cognitive or physical impairments, which is not typical because usually when I go see my clients and patients in a nursing home, a lot of them have, you know, they just came out of the hospital. They have a lot of issues, such as physical or mental conditions. And so I was really shocked to see that he was in a pretty good condition. And so I wondered why he was there, and finding out through his paperwork, but also through talking to him, that he was there simply because he was an alcoholic. And anytime he blacked out, which happened often, he would just normally come to this facility to recover and to get back on track. And that's what his story was. And so I asked him, out of my curiosity, I wanted to know what caused him to be an alcoholic, what caused him to want to drink all the time, because it wasn't just like normal. It was very abnormal the way he was drinking so much and so often. I expected some grand answer about, well, my wife left me, my kid died, or he's depressed, or he hates his job. Then I would have been like, okay, maybe that makes sense. Maybe that helps me understand this guy a little bit more. But to my surprise, he says this. He says, I drink because my father did, and he died when I was a little boy. And I was just so blown away that he simply drank because alcohol addiction was a generational curse. It was something that his father did, and so he felt like that is the way things always have been, and so he had no desire to change, and he had no desire to live differently, and he was comfortable in that, in his alcoholism. He was comfortable in his dysfunction. And I thought about how many of us may be comfortable in our dysfunction, right? Maybe it's not to the extent of alcohol abuse, but maybe it's to the extent of our mindset, a way of thinking. Maybe we think that because our family always had financial issues, that living to paycheck is normal. Maybe we feel like because we disliked our parents or because we didn't respect them that, oh, that's why our kids don't respect us. Oh, that's why this is just the way that it is. Or maybe we feel like, well, I got beatings and I got this when I was a kid, so this is what I need to do to my kid. Or maybe we're not even aware of it. Maybe we're not even aware that you're only acting that way. You're only thinking that way. Maybe you're thinking negative, or maybe you're thinking that you can't ever get out of your situation, or that you can never change your life around, or that things will always be the way that they are because that's what your parents dealt with. That's what your grandparents dealt with. That's what your grandparents' parents dealt with. And so we get into this mindset of living, of feeling comfortable in the dysfunction, feeling comfortable in a wrong way of living because that's just the way it's always been, and we don't know anything different. But today I want to encourage you that God is calling you into something new. God is calling you into a new way of thinking, a new way of living. Maybe your family's always been broke. God is calling you to have more. Maybe your family has always been lazy. God is calling you to work harder. Maybe your family has always been negative. God is calling you to think more positive. Maybe your family has always had mental health issues. God is calling you to live a life filled up with joy and peace. So I want to read to you Isaiah 43:19. God says this, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And that brings me to another story that happened to me actually just a little while ago. I came across this woman and she was telling me her story about how her daughter hates her and how she needs some help with her grandson, and she tried to ask her daughter for help. Her daughter hates her and her daughter's not going to help her, and she threatened her daughter that she was going to sue her and all of these things because of the fact that she just has a bad relationship with her daughter. And I have a daughter, so I said to her, "Wow, that must be really difficult. I can't even imagine having my daughter hate me, right? And I can't even imagine going through that because that must be really hard." And do you know that she really had no look on her face of sadness? She actually said to me, she said, "Well, that's just the way it is in my family. Like, she hated her mom and her mom hated her mom. And that's just the way that it was." And so she wasn't too upset about it because she felt like that's just the way it is, right? How can she be upset about something that just is the way it is? And I was really blown away by this again, just seeing how there's this generational curse of hate between mother and daughter, and knowing in my mind that that's not normal because I come from a very loving family and it blesses me in many ways. It encourages me, it motivates me, it strengthens me. It helps me know that there are people in my life who have my back no matter what. And I can't imagine not having that. And I can't imagine having my daughter hate me because I love her so much. And to see that she didn't even really see this as a dysfunction. She didn't even really realize how crazy that is, right? Like, I'm not here to judge, but it's not normal, right? God calls us to love. The Bible tells us to love not only of like enemies and strangers, but of course he wants us to love our own family, right? We need each other. We need our family to help us in life. And maybe some of you are here today who there are people in your family that you hate or that hate you. And I know I have other episodes on forgiveness that are really, really important. And it is really, really important to reconcile these relationships. And even if the other person doesn't want to reconcile, we have to do our part to extend forgiveness and to reconcile as much as we can. And then the rest is left up to God. But I just want to encourage you with that to say that the hatred between generations and generations is not normal, but yet she perceived it as normal because that's the way it's always been. And that is what God wants to let you know today, that what you perceive as normal and comfortable may be a dysfunction that you are living in, but God is getting ready to do a new thing in your life. Because once you can let go of the old ways of thinking, of the old ways of behaving, once you can let go of the way things have always been and shift your mindset, there are so much more blessings in store for the person that will walk into the promised land and go away from Egypt. Now, let me tell you why I call our generational curses Egypt, because God gave me this revelation years ago from the Bible about the Israelites. And if you know the story about the Israelites back in Exodus, God wanted to get the Israelites out of slavery and take them into a land flowing with milk and honey. God saw that they were being beaten, they were being oppressed, and he loved them, and he didn't want them living in this pain and suffering anymore. So he decided to send Moses to set them free. And Pharaoh at first was very, very hard-headed. He did not want to let them go. He wanted to keep them as slaves and keep them oppressed. But eventually, after many, many plagues that God had to send, the last plague was a plague that was upon Pharaoh's son, and Pharaoh's son died. After this happened, Pharaoh told Moses, take your people and go, because he was in so much grief about the loss of his son that he didn't want to deal with any more wraths from God. So he said, take the Israelites and go. So finally, the Israelites were set free on this journey to a land flowing of milk and honey, to a land of God's promises, of his blessings, of his joy, of his peace, a land where they could be free. And on this journey to freedom, the Israelites began going through many different things, as far as having doubts and fears and worries, because there was a time when they were in the wilderness. There was a time when they had to go across the Red Sea. There was a time when things just didn't look like they were promised, right? They were promised a blessed life, but on the journey to the blessed life, they seen many obstacles. And so they started to grumble, and they started to get upset, and they started to say, Lord, like in Moses, like, why did you take me out of slavery to die? We should have just died in Egypt. And they started to wish that they were actually back in Egypt in their oppression, because going through the journey to the promised land was difficult. And so they would have rather lived in a dysfunction. They would have rather lived oppressed and in slavery than going through the hard journey that it took to get to the promised land, because slavery was where they were comfortable. Slavery was all they had known for almost 400 years, I think. So that is what they had known. Their grandparents, their grandparents' grandparents, their grandparents' grandparents' grandparents had all been in slavery. And so that life was comfortable, but going on the journey to a blessed promised land was uncomfortable. And so they wanted to turn back. And God revealed to me that with this idea of Egypt still in their mind, it was going to be so hard for them to get to the promised land. And it took many years, because they were so stuck in their old mindsets. Even though God was doing a new thing, it was hard for them to perceive the new thing. It was hard for them to keep their eyes focused on the new thing. And so they kept wanting to go back. But can I just tell you that God is getting ready to get you out of Egypt. He wants to take you far away from the way things have always been. He wants to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. He wants to take you to a blessed life in your mind. He wants to take you to a blessed life in your spirit. He wants to take you to a blessed life in general. He wants your pockets to be full. He wants your faith to be filled. He wants your love to be expanded. He wants your joy to increase. He wants your peace to be overflowing. He wants to take you places you have never gone before, and maybe even take you places that your family has never gone before. Maybe in your life, you've seen your parents or your grandparents or past relationships always have been in dysfunction and dishonesty and disloyalty. And God is wanting you to see that you don't have to live the way they lived. Maybe there's always been poverty in your family. God wants you to know that you don't have to stay in poverty. Maybe there's always been mental health concerns in your family, where your mom had anxiety and your grandma had anxiety and your grandma's grandma had anxiety. God doesn't want you to have anxiety anymore. And so Isaiah 43:19 again says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So we cannot live the way that things have always been. And it's going to be hard, right? Like the Israelites had to go through a lot before they could get to the promised land. Yes, getting out of old ways and old mindsets and old habits, especially when they've been like that for years. Trust me when I say that it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy to start walking towards God's promises. It's not going to be easy, but can I tell you that it's going to be well worth it, because you're going to break those generational curses for your kids. You're going to break those generational curses so that generations after you don't have to deal with the same. So it's a big, big deal here that we break these generational curses. This is no small task. This is a big deal, because if we can break them now, it can be easier and easier and easier for the generations ahead of us. And so we are doing something that is so great to God, breaking out of old ways and old mindsets and old habits, not living like our ancestors did, but living a new way. And God is going to continue to bless you and increase you as you walk towards the promised land that He has for you. And I want you to know that while you're walking towards it, you're going to have doubts. You're going to have fears. The enemy is going to try to tell you, just go back. Just go back to the way things were, right? He's going to try to convince you that it's not possible. But I want to tell you the Bible, what the truth says, the Bible says, is that all things are possible with God. And so when the enemy comes in your mind and he tries to tell you, just go back to Egypt, where it was comfortable, where it was safe, where everything felt normal, I want you to declare and I want you to speak out loud and say, you are a liar, devil. God promised me a new life, a new way of thinking, a blessed life, so that my kids can have the very best and not have to deal with all the trauma that my family and my generational past has been through. And so I declare that even though this is hard, devil, I'm going to go through it and I'm going to come out better in Jesus' name. And we have to cast him out and let him know that God has the final say, and know that no matter what we have to walk through that may be difficult to get to the promised land, that we're going to walk through it, and we're going to walk through it with boldness, and we're going to walk through it with authority, knowing that we have God on our side, so we don't have to be afraid and we don't have to go back to Egypt, because God has something great for us in our future. Well, if you believe that, my friend, then please leave this episode a review or send someone else who is stuck in old ways and old habits and needs to come out of Egypt and walk towards their promised land. And I'm so happy that you listened to this message today. And I will leave my information down in the show notes below in case you want to connect with me. If you have a testimony or a story to tell, I'd love to get you here on the podcast. So let's connect in any way that we can. And God bless. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review or a comment or rating and share this episode with a friend who may need to hear how to invite God in their journey. Pray that you're blessed by this episode, and I wish you the very best in your journey. So cling to His promises and don't let go. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.